suppose you were late for an appointment with someone, and when you got to the doorstep, this happened.
Oh, it's you, is it? It's about time you got here. I thought you were never coming. Well, don't just stand there. You might as well come in.
You know, at that point, you might well feel you'd rather not go in. Yet, if you know, as thousands of doctors will tell you, that many people who are cross and cranky suffer from what they call nervous irritability, you'd probably just overlook it. However, friend, when you're like that yourself, you can't be sure that people will overlook it. So think of this. Is coffee nerves making you cross and irritable? There's a good chance of it, you know. Although many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others just can't. So if you suspect you have coffee nerves, switch to a Postum. For Postum can't make you nervous and cranky. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. And Postum has a cheering, heartening quality all its own. A truly distinctive flavor that's made it a favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes. So if you're bothered by coffee nerves, drink Postum regularly instead of coffee. Try it for just a couple of weeks. See if your nerves don't become steadier. See if you don't become more good-natured thanks to switching to Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. You know, when the Widow Beaumont first arrived in Pine Ridge several weeks ago, Rum, who had answered her advertisement for a husband, decided he did not want to marry her because of her seven children. He agreed to give Squire Skimp $25 if the squire would get the widow out of town. As the days passed, however, Lum felt more kindly. And last Wednesday, after a talk with Abner and Grandpappy Spears, Lum decided he was truly in love with the widow and started to propose marriage. Only to learn the squire had completed his arrangement with the old fellow and gotten the widow out of town. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store. Lum is very despondent. Listen.
Well, she's gone, Lum. Ain't no use sitting around and grieve yourself to death over it. You'll get over it in a day or two.
I wished I knowed I could.
Aww.
Don't believe I'll ever get over it, Abner. Whereabouts did she go? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, more likely went back home to Nashville.
No, I've been calling long distance. She ain't there.
Well, I don't know where she could have went. Might have went to her folks.
Her folks?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
I don't know. I don't know if she's even got any, but I
she's
just...
bound to have some folks.
Yeah.
I'm
just trying to think of some place she might have went, that's all.
I'll find her if I have to burn the woods and sift the ashes.
Well, undoubtedly she ain't in the woods no place. Cold as it is. This weather this way, and then young'uns with a whooping cough, she wouldn't go out in the woods.
I mean, I'm going to find her if it takes me the rest of my life.
Well, now, you better not be setting the woods on fire. Forest Ranger will have you in the penitentiary.
Oh, I don't mean I shall set the woods on fire.
Wouldn't do no good no way. Burn them all up.
Burn them up?
Yeah, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for even thinking of such a thing, Lummer.
I never said nothing about burning them up.
Well, what are you going to sift them ashes for, then?
Oh, for goodness sake. I said I was going to find them if I had to burn the woods and sift the ashes.
That's just what you said.
Well, I never meant they was in the woods.
Well, what are you looking for them out there for, then?
I ain't looking for them out there.
Well, what you setting the woods on fire for, then?
I ain't setting the woods on fire, I told you.
Well, how are you going to sift the ashes if you don't burn the woods?
I ain't going to do neither one.
Well, you said you was.
That's just an expression, Abner. An old-headed saying, I think. Just forget I said it. In the first place, if I was to set the woods on fire, maybe you'd just run them out of the woods.
Well, you better not take no chances on it, though. They might run out the wrong way. I know horses get scared and fall. There's a widder might, too, and run right into it. Don't try that long. No, sir. Better not do it.
I mean, I'm going to find her if I have to go to the end of the world.
Well, whereabouts is that?
Whereabouts is what?
The end of the world.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought they claimed the world was round.
It is.
Ain't no end to it, then, is he?
No.
Well, how you gonna go there?
Abner, ain't I got troubles enough without sitting here answering a bunch of foolish questions from you?
I was just trying to find out what you meant by them things you were saying.
Here I was, fixing to get married. Looks like the first time in my life I was really going to be happy, and she has to run off and leave me. All on account of that Squire Skimp, that blamed idiot.
Well, now, Lum, you can't blame Squire. You offered to give him $25 if he'd get her to leave town, and he done it.
Well, that was before I fell in love with her, though.
Well, he never knowed it. Lorna told him you'd changed your mind. You were the one that made the mistake.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, of course it is. I wouldn't waste 5 minutes grieving about her if it's me. She couldn't have carried much further if she wouldn't have left town that way.
Well, she couldn't have it. No wonder she left town. Who wouldn't leave? Squire Skim going over there and telling her he was the chief of police, and if she weren't out of town in 2 hours, he's going to arrest her for vagrancy and put the children in the orphan's home.
Yeah.
Natural she got out of town as quick as she could to protect the children.
Oh, well, he couldn't have arrested her for that.
No, but she never knowed no better. You know that Squire, how important she acts. He more likely went over and scared her to death.
Yeah, more like it is. Must have taken a badge or something along with him. Scared the daylights out of her. Yeah.
I ought to go over there and horsewhip that Squire is what I ought to do.
What for?
For going over there and talking to her that way.
Well, you hardened her to run her out of town, Long. You done it. You couldn't whip him for something you got him to do.
Yeah, but he didn't have to make up a bunch of stuff like that.
Well, he was trying to make up anything to get her out of town, Long. You was the one that got him to do it, too, then.
I could slap him in the face with a glove and then challenge him to a duel. I could do that.
Well, you ever slapped that squirrel in the face, you ain't going to have to challenge him. He's going to go up you like a squirrel up a tree. That fella's hot-tempered, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, maybe the horse whips best after
him. You slap him with a glove, you better put a rock in it and slap hard. I'll tell you that.
Boxing glove I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. You better not slap him. You was the one that got him to do it. Blame yourself. Don't be blaming Squire. So I'm too good. I never seen nobody like you, huh? Hard him to run her out of town. That's what you done.
I can't even fight for her. Fight for her honor.
Well, the best thing for you to do is just to forget about the widow. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I'll never forget about her as long as I live, Abner.
Oh.
Left a scar on my heart. It'll be there till my dying day.
Oh, man, Long, you weren't that much in love with her.
You just don't know, Abner. It was a case of love at first sight, I think.
First sight? Well, the first time you seen her, you couldn't stand her. That's when you hard Squire Stimp to get her out of town.
Well, second time.
And the second time you seen her, why, you felt just...
I don't know when it was, but love must have flew in the winter sometime or other.
Love?
The winter. Or Florence. Bless her heart.
Flew in the winter? Fiddly-dee. She couldn't crawl in the winter, much less fly in one. Big as she is, why, she couldn't hardly get through the door.
Don't say too much now, Abner. You're talking about the woman that I was going to marry, if you recollect that.
Well, the night you fell in love with her, you were sitting over there in our parlor. The window weren't even open. Love or the winter, neither one could have flew in it.
Abner, you know good and well I ain't feeling my level best. And all you want to do is argue with me. Every time I open my mouth, you jump down my throat.
Well, Long, I'll... Huh?
Nothing.
Jump down your throat.
No, I never said that.
That's what it sounded to me like you said.
I never aimed to say it.
But you did, anyway.
Leave me alone, Abner, for goodness sakes. Granny's just got to where a fella can sit around and feel sorry for himself without somebody wanting to pick a fight with him.
Oh, well, no wonder you're so nervous today, Lon. Who is it? I'll help you, whoop him.
It's you.
Me? Well, I can't fight myself. Wait a minute. I ain't trying to pick no fight with you.
I don't mean fight. Just leave me alone. I'm trying to study out what to do, and all I do is answer a bunch of questions.
Well, all right. I won't say another word.
Well, good. Thanks. If I can keep you shut up for a while, maybe I can get this thing figured out. Poor woman. No telling where she's at right now. Might be needing me. All them children to take care of. I don't know where to go to Nashville and look for her, or put an advertisement in the paper, or what to do, hardly. Reckon if I just headed out for Nashville, I could find her? Or would you just sit and wait till you hear from her? Abner? I say, would you try to find her, or just stay here and wait till I hear from her? Abner? What's the matter with you anyway? Answer me. Wait, you ain't mad at what I said, are you? Are you hearing me? Oh, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, open your mouth. I can't understand you.
Well, you told me not to.
Big help you there. Here, I've got enough trouble for four ordinary men, and you refuse to help me.
I tried my best to talk with you, help you. You told me to keep my mouth shut. All right, Dobie, that's just what I'm going to do.
All right, keep it shut. I don't care. A lot of sympathies I get around here. Most fellas with the troubles I've had would be in mourning, wearing black. I go around with a smile on my face, trying to bear up under my troubles. Nobody wants to help. Do you think? Oh. All right. Just sit there. Hey, Grange, I'm leaving. And don't look for me till I get back. I'm going to find Thorne.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Where are you going, Lon? Hey, come on back. I'll talk to you, Lon. Hey, are you going to Nashville? Lon? Lon? Hey, Lon, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness, no telling what he'll do with a humor season.
Poor Lum. He seems to get a great deal of pleasure out of playing the part of a martyr. No, I don't suppose many of us are too cheerful when we first pop out of bed in the morning, but generally, if you've had a decent night's sleep, it's just a matter of getting your eyes open before you feel in good spirits. It's when you haven't slept well, when you've spent the night tossing and turning, that cross, cranky feeling is apt to stay with you all next day. Well, think this over. Maybe coffee nerves is to blame. For in spite of the many people who can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others shouldn't touch it. If you think coffee keeps you awake, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Enjoy cheering, full-bodied Postum steaming in the cup. See how distinctive Postum is in both aroma and flavor. And above all, if coffee robs you of sleep, see if drinking Postum instead doesn't make a difference even in a few days. See if a two-week trial doesn't result in your getting a good, sound night's sleep again. Drink Postum. There's a reason. Don't forget, friends, come along next Monday evening at this same time when we again visit Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, honesty is the best policy, but you must make a payment every time you open your mouth to keep the policy in force. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet or a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.